Rabbi Yisrael. I want to thank Torah Anytime. I want to thank Kavash Kavapratius and Kala Loshin. They should help them. Big Yisratza now, tonight is the, yet today was the yard site of the Abba, the Alta from Nevada, the Zuchasiyog and Elenum. I want to speak about it a little bit. Now, before I say anything, I had a very I was involved with the Mishpacha, and I once gave a bracha to that family. They had a very serious issue with their kids. I gave one bracha, and it disappeared. They had more issues after that, and they brought me into the matzah. And I was heavily involved in helping here, helping there. I was never so involved. They both went through a lot of these people, a lot of tzaras, the father, the mother. They have a very, very hard life in many different areas. It's a shrek. It's very, very not simple. And I spent time in Kaychus with all my ideas and everything, and I decided I'm not getting anywhere. But here I had other reasons. I have my reasons. I have little tired reasons that I feel I'm a chuyif. Sometimes I hold I'm not roi or I'm not mechuyif to do certain things. I had l'shem shemayim. I dumped them. It wasn't easy. They're very tired of mention, and it was very shem shemayim. I said no. It's the shayla, everything. It has to be. You can't. It's over. And I said like this. I'm going to go straight to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I'm going to do more for you. In 3 days, I davened very hard. I said, Eibishter, no more ishtabas. Noira noirois. The Shalom Bayis was in the garbage can. In 3 days, suddenly, one spouse did to the other one that never happened since they got married. Aleph, Bays. Then I needed someone else to help them because I can't just dump people. I care for them. And some people that could, mamish, suddenly, somebody came from Yehupitz that for years they're trying to get this person, but it's not Shaykh. And the person called them, we want to get involved, and this person's perfect. That's Bays. Then I said, then they feel they have a bit, they feel they have a bad mazel. Everything goes wrong with them. Suddenly, they got such, the whole life started turning around. Like he was acting different, she's acting different. Suddenly, everything's turning around. And Bizal, that was a mispalo. They should have a new mazel. I heard it on the telephone. They see, they feel, they can't believe it. In their life, they never felt such an uplifting mazel. The mazel is changing. That's what I speak for Tzmimus. And more the kids suddenly stars in school. We're talking about in days. I mean, some of it was true before. There was a saving grace. Tzaris, the kids gave shrekelcha tzaris to the parents. But there was a saving grace, but it's coming out more. And I'm much as up with them. To speak positive. I was talking to the wall. Some people, oh yes, yes, we gotta see peace, speak positive. But I just can't stand about my wife. She just, let's speak positive. Yes, yes. But if you would only know what a animal, what I married over here. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right, right. Positive, positive. Yeah, some people, they don't even know how to do it. I met plenty like this. They can't, it's so built in. That it's so part of their system to be negative. This was such a case. They did. They tried. Somehow it all boomeranged to Ganesh Gavon. And now I threw it up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it's a new world. I davened hard. I'll tell you the truth. I said goodbye for 2 weeks. For the first week, nothing happened. It even got worse. And I tell myself, I didn't daven good enough. The second week, I'm done with my whole heart. Abish to really do something. And boom. Yeshua is like one after another. It makes no sense. He goes straight to Abish. What do you say today? Huh? The details. What's going on? The people that have no, suddenly the things are kicking in. Okay, now. I had another family like this also. This one, I didn't die. The husband just called me. I didn't deal with nobody. Large family. The whole family was turning over. And I mentioned this before, but I just got the final. Yeah. The husband and wife are, it's a bracha that they're not using pistols or dueling with each other, but it's not too far. What's going on between them two? Oh, forget it. And there was, whatever. There's nobody to talk to. This one's gotten out of it. I was asked to get involved. I didn't want to get involved. I said, this is too much for me. But since they pushed me into it, I said, one spouse reported on the other one, I'm going to get diapers on you. You hear that? You know what diapers is? It means you're heading for a jail sentence for abusing kids. And I got a phone call, Rabbi Mendel. I says, no diapers, drainage can come. I just got the message, no diapers. And every move, whatever I said in this particular family, everything came true. It's not shy. Kids said, Abishta, you can do anything. You have to believe Abishta can do anything. It's talk big. You want something? The belt says, ask for something big. Shmuel HaNavi, Chana asked for a boy who's Shavah to Moshe and Aaron. Come on. You don't have any kids for 130 years, and you want a kid, you have to have Moshe and Aaron. Yes! She knew who the Abishta was. Ain Tzur Kalikainer. She's the one that said that, no? Ain Tzur Kalikainer. Tzur means tough. You can do it. Shem Tzvakais. She viewed the Abishta with tremendous strength. Tzvakais means with armies of Malachim, you can do anything. So let's get mileage. He got himself a Shmuel HaNavi. He was Moshech two kings for Klal Yisrael. Nothing like him. Shavuot, Moshe, and Aaron. Lawyer for him. You daven. Don't worry. Keep davening. Ramnosen said, take a list of all, I would say the following. You need self-esteem? We all need self-esteem. You want to get self-esteem? Write down. Right. Do you know that? I walk in the street. I meet a chassid. I never met him in my life. I hear this all the time. Oh, you saved me. You're a mata gaiva. You're a mata selfish. I thought it's awesome. You don't know what you did to my life. A lot of people feel it's awesome. It's awesome. You got to understand. We're good. You can't do that. No, it's awesome. Somebody told me the other day, Mandel, you're a rash kibahat. Azoi, yes, because you're mamish, because you're getting so, the whole Klal Yisrael is kicking it. These hashkafas are circulating with Rabbi Golombek, with the Chveis and Mayadik. So I told the guy, I says, all right, I agree. So I don't want to be Mara Machalikas be yourself. If a guy tells me I'm a great guy, I'm always masking. That's my shita. If I'm be Mara Machalikas be yourself, I'm also masking. It's okay. It's not going to kill you. You don't worry. I never heard Rabbi Miller put himself down. Am I right? Why not? I heard he went through Shaar HaKniyah 1,000 times. Whatever. But he was into it. He knew the sugya. But why not? Put yourself down. They're all doing it. You know, I'm really not so good. I'm not really so, you know, if you would only know who I really am. You know, you ever hear that? I say that too. I say, if you only know I really was, you'd hope for me a million times more. And I want to tell you, it's true, because there's a lot of truth there, because the part that you don't like about yourself may very well be the best part of you. I tell this to people, you want to build yourself up? The first thing is you have your sudurim, you have a peckle. He has Asher Yahav Hashem Yirchiah. Chav is Ben Yirzeh. You're special. What's going on here? People just don't live by the Torah. They live by Das Balabais. They live by Das. You know what they live by? With Golis Edom. I heard this from Chaim Halpern. You take that from him? That's in your ears. 24/7, by the way. You take that from him? Where did we get that expression from? From Esau. Evrosa Shmurul Anetzach. You have Hakpodes that last a lifetime, and it ain't healthy for you either. Hakpodes, I don't like that guy. What he once told me 25 years ago, I still haven't forgotten. So go kill yourself. You know, you need that? It's a big job. Navarik has put a lot of cases in this silly Hakpodes, but you were human. The best thing is to walk over and speak it out. You know, the Rambam says, Loma Sisali Kach Vekach. Ask him, please, let's talk it out. That's if you can do it. Not always. Sometimes you gotta send a shliach, you gotta read the chduach with people, not. And sometimes you don't really have to ask mechila, and you think you do. And you go around all day, it just happens. Somebody decides, should I ask mechila? I says, why not? But I don't see, you know, they ask mechila. The person was Michael a long time ago. But one thing I will say. Asking mechila is a very healthy thing if you can do it and not get the guy nervous. Are you mechila? What was that all about? When you ask mechila, the guy looks at you. What was that for? You're creating tension, like big time. Are you mechila? That's another right. But it's dumb. Like, so you got to watch how you do that stuff. I have asked mechila. And I would say, it's a minig to do that. So, I'm doing it with you. So that takes, you mean it's just a formality? Yes. But, just in case. So that lightens the atmosphere. Asking mechila, don't ask what that can do. Having achno, giving in. I told a younger man, whose wife nags him day and night. She yells at him, and he can't handle it. And he fights back. You fight back? Are you crazy? You never do that. Yes, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. That's what the Welt says. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Or, the best way to avoid an argument, to win an argument, is to avoid it. And what did Rav Geshen say to win? Give in! Like a tug of war. The guy that likes to go, he wins. Let go. The guy's got to fly. What do you think Yaakov Avinu did with Esav? Esav. He bowed. Kedem and Mishtachem and Mele Esav. Kereis Penei Elikim. I'm looking at the Avishta. Did you hear the way Yaakov Avinu? That's, and he bowed down. Abduchab. That's the way to go. I told my Talmidim, you know what you're... The spouse that you can't stand, that they were these 9-year-olds, I want to flush my sister down the toilet, I want to throw my brother in the garbage can, you know, these 9-year-old kids always fight around. So I tell them, give in. And do like Yaakov did with Esav, the one that gives in, I'm really sorry. I have to work on myself. The guy who takes the first step, he gets respected. The one who takes who's bold enough and courageous enough to say, you know, I really feel I did something wrong over there. Please be mindful of me. I'm going to try to improve myself. I'm working on myself. It's not easy, but I'm trying. But it's really my fault. And you're really right. Oh, boy. You can save the other guy's life because he wants to be right. You just gave him a matana. See, he said I was right. But he respects you for that. Because you took the initiative, you went ahead, and it's a very chashuv azach to say that you're wrong. Very, very. Anyway, and you end up winning. The only thing is, I tell the boys in my class, my dear boys, be like Yaakov with Esav. Give and tell him he's right. Tell him this and tell him that. The only thing I would be ma'ira, let's hope that you're talking to Yaakov and he's the Esav. Who knows? What's really going on? I didn't speak to your brother, but his opinion of what's going on. You know, people call me a lot. You should know an Erlich therapist. An Erlich therapist does not listen to one person. It's a Chorban. Did you hear the other side? What are you talking? Oh, you're right. You know what? I've seen this. I don't want to say who. People can do this. More chashuv people than therapists can do this. I've seen it in Hashem Yirachem. I've seen people spend years in a fight, whatever it is. And Reuven and Shimon are killing each other. Reuven goes to these three, four addresses. I saw this with my own eyes. I had to get involved many, many years ago. I saw it with my own eyes. Shimon had to be in touch with, thanks a lot, Rabbi. Shimon had to get in touch with, Shimon got in touch with his four chashuv people. I don't want to say how chashuv, because it's really, it's a ha'ara. Guess what? I spoke to all four who spoke to Reuven. They hated Shimon with a passion, all four of them. And Reuven is such a tzaddik and Shimon is such a... Then I spoke to the four guys that Shimon spoke to. Oh, Shimon is a vada gedech. Reuven is Shem Yirachem. How could he never fell in with such a meshugan? And I saw this with my own eyes. You didn't hear the other side. You are sold on the guy you listen to, and it's also, I mean, if you're dying, you can't do that. You gotta listen to both the same. I want to mention that had to do with Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, but a certain, and remember he was a yachid in this. I can't speak to one without the other. It's not fair. That's a big issue. Anyway, so, in the Vardig, if you went to the Vardig, you're a happy person. Today's the Alta's Yahrzeit. Schus Yagan Aleinu. The Alta from the Vardig was super happy. His Simcha, he was oozing. They didn't work on Simcha in the Vardig. They had so much Simcha by working on Midas. First of all, they said, working on Midas is good. Here, look, I did something. I control myself today. This is rather true. I did something today that I called somebody up whom I'm close to, and I told them what I did. And I said, what did I do that for? I want a pat on the back. I broke my meat. It's big time. I did something that wasn't easy. And that's the way it works. You need the Rosh Chabad has to be happy with what you did. That's enough. You don't need the whole world, tell the whole world what a tzaddik you are. I wouldn't mind that either. More covered the better. But tell that Rosh Chabad, someone you look up to, whatever, and tell him, I was Nisgaber on my Teva today. I did kach v'kach. So, but in Nevada gets more. They used to make a party when you controlled yourself. You know that? For Shvirus HaMidas, they made a party. They made a Suda. They made a whole bonfire, whatever. They heard stories with Shvirus, we were Shvirus HaMidas. And the way they talked about Musa, the Dvash, of learning Musa Zakhtiyalta. If you hock and cup all day, the lucky person is the one who learns Musa, the one who breaks his Midas. It's going to become Gishmak in your life. You know what they do today? Now, I would like to tell the younger generation, they should please be Michael me and ignore me. Everybody's entitled to his own crazy taste, his own ridiculous taste. You are allowed to eat whatever you want. You don't have to listen to me. But the first time I saw them pour sugar on top of chicken, I said, uh-oh, what's that all about? It's not a shidduch. But today, I don't even think anybody knows what I'm talking about. You got to be my age who understands. There's a Gemara, you know that? Gemara says, the tipshei bavloi, that they eat nama banama. You know the Gemara? You're not supposed, it has to make sense, which, we're not bali taiva, but is that, today, everything goes. The whole, put it in the chola jam. Hey, put some sugar in the chola too. Why not? Sweeten it up. You have a salad. How in the world are cranberries? That's fruit. It's too dinim. You know, chop? How'd you get here? Yavin and Asuka, they call it. You know, you don't belong here. What are you doing here? You're, that's the minute. And they all go crazy over it. The kids, I don't want to talk about food. Chas v'shalom. If that's what people like, enjoy, that should be your worst aveira. Eat your head off. Who cares? Nishkepala. Anyway. Abba Navadig used to talk about food. I have people, Nebuch. They love to go on a diet, and it's Gehenna. They can't, and it kills them. They try. You know why? Because they love food. And because they are brainwashed that eating food is a good thing. Everyone's doing it. Watch it. You want to go to a chasa and watch everybody? Or smorgasbord. Watch them in action. Where everybody, let's get some more of this. Everyone's going around standing. I'm only gets, I, Elohim didn't stand around and eat. Never. They wouldn't eat pizza. My father couldn't touch it. My shvet couldn't touch it. Pizza, you can't eat that. They chopped. Halitaini lo asa adayim azeh. Okay. Eat pizza. Don't listen to me. It's don't. That should be the worst aveira. Eat it. I'll make a mitzvah out of pizza too. My kids. I just gave one out. The kids who learn the best. I got an extra slice. Kids start learning. Go eat your pizza. Who cares? But I just want to tell you, Amalekite Yidden has different ways. So the Alta for the Vardy, you have problems with, you love to eat. I'll tell you what to do. I heard this from an eyewitness. The Alta for the Vardy used to talk about food, and he knew how to do it. He made such a chizik out of food. You couldn't touch anything. And you were happy without it. Because he made a bit on it. He knew he was a super comedian. The Alta from Nevada was a professional. They used to fall off their chair with laughter. I heard this from Rav Orlansky himself, the last Talmud of the Alta. I chopped the right to hear that. He started rolling as he reminded himself of his Rebbe. Oh, my Rebbe was funny. I never heard anybody talk about his Rebbe. My Rebbe was funny! The Alta von Avadig was a Kaddish. My Rebbe was funny. 4 hours Shabbos Shuba Drasha, 4 hours of Litzanis. Go check it out. Run me up and told it over. So you do it the Gazach. 4 hours Shabbos Shuba. They were falling. So he said you lost all your chesed. And he said like this. There was no food anyway. So he made them feel like, so who needs that garbage? We're fine. As a miser of Tzion Brook, one of his Talmidim. He was building a yeshiva. And suddenly, he fainted at some, he came into someone's house to collect money, whatever, and he fainted at a doorstep. Now, what happened? He was a healthy person. They checked it out. They found out he didn't eat for 3 days. How come he didn't eat? I forgot. He forgot to eat. Did you hear that? Nevada, he once spoke here in Lakewood. The Elam saw he's in a different world. He was a mala. He looked exactly like Rav Moshe. And he sounded like him. He was Mishra de Gerub. But see, Brooke was a mala. The Altas boys, they had a happy life. What? Yes. Here's a Talmud. Come on, Zachia. Anyway, they used to hold Yerushalayim used to go to him in Shabbos Shuvah. Shimshon Pinkus brought me there when I was a bacha. Come. You want to see a Shabbos Shuvah? Come to Navardi. Shimshon Pinkus was an Edom, Rav Man, his name was, of Rav Hillel Vitkin, who was a Talmud of the Alta. Anyway, and we heard him, they shut the lights in the middle, and he started crying. My name is my son, we have to do Shuvah! It's getting late! Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah. It was fire. I heard 3 Shabbos Shuvah drushes. One in Yerushalayim, in St. Brook. One of Bnei Brak by Rav Vitkin, and one in France by Rav Gershon. And Rav Gershon gave his Shabbos, all the lights go out, and he starts going Lebedek and fire. When Rav Gershon said it, he says, Tamimus! 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 Tamimus is Betachin, the real, real Betachin. He said, Tamimus! Lo lefached rabotai! His Lashon Kodesh wasn't exactly not Ivrit Tachadasha. Loy lefachai raboisa. Loy kdai lasis dvurin ailu. I don't know how he got away with it. He was their leader and they loved him and he was their father. He was everything that he's Moroccans. He saved their lives. but he couldn't talk. And French, forget it. There's no word in French. And he built a whole empire over there. Anyway, so he said, Laila Fachid, Vafilu min HaShoah. I heard him say it. Don't be afraid of Nazis. I heard him say it. And he lived it. No fear, no fear, no fear. I must tell you one story. I just got to tell you this story. Just a taste of Navarre. Rav Galinsky told me the story. It's a great story. Should I say this, Barabbas? Yes, I will. Wait till you hear this one. Uh-oh. Mandel's getting carried away. What are you saying about me? All those, I heard that the last count is, 500,000 listening? Oh, that's all? Okay. Anyway. So all my 500,000 listeners. We're talking about the Alta. Hey, Legal, Chusiya Galeno. We're here to have fun. You know, like people I told you gotta watch it with that. I'm telling this, people are a little too serious. Some people shouldn't hear that. You gotta watch. You came to this world to enjoy yourself. Get those peklach out of your head and chill out. Play checkers. Anyway. So, Galinsky told me to mice himself. Get ready for this one. Here goes. He came to Siberia. Comes to Siberia. This is not in the book. This is off the cover of my site. This is X-rated. Watch everybody. All the guys who were sleeping just woke up. This is X-rated. I might say, wait till you hear this one. You're going to be on the floor. He told it to me himself. This takes it about to pull this one. They were checking, the Russians were checking all the inmates, you know, as soon as they arrived to Siberia, they checked them for tefillah. He once took the thing that he says, between Taiva and COVID, I'd rather be about Taiva than about COVID. They say, quote him, I don't know. You heard the story, no? It's a famous story. They knew that. They all knew these things. Anyway, here comes another story. The Alta from the Vardigan's lady years started getting a lot of COVID. And he didn't like it. And now he liked the good old days when they criticized him. He used to say, he looked for it. He loved it. Oh, they called him a this. You know what he once did? A woman once came for a shidduch. He was in his Beis Avdidus. And a woman once came in to get a bracha. A girl, she needed a chassan. So she comes to his Beis Avdidus, she knocks. And he wouldn't come out, but he would answer from. Yes, people came to him for brachas left and right. They say that the Chofetz Chaim visited him. That's what they say. Yes, before Rishnuas Amusa, that's the Slobodka Tommy. The Chofetz Chaim visited the Alta from the body, wasn't Pasha. And so she knocks on the, she would need the bracha for a shidduch. So he said, Bakar of Mamish, you should get a top collar. He told this to a girl. Bakar of Mamish, you should get the best girl. So she corrected him. I need a chassan. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, yeah. Now they told the story over to Rabbi Yaffin. Rabbi Yaffin says, the Alta knew God's fine what he was doing. He knew it was a girl. He was doing a prat. That's all. He was doing a prat. He did this, and he was ruggled to do that. He always did that stuff. To show, oh, really? They say Rav Nosson also these. Oh boy, did he do this. Oh, what time is it? What? Oh yeah, he made believe like he wasn't sure. He wasn't in touch. You know, oh yes? Nobody remembers Rav Nosson. Boy, was he funny. He loved Rav Geshen. When he met, he went wild. He said, this man is a tzaddik. You say that. He had no words for Rav Geshen. Anyway, he encouraged me to go to the Vardik. Rav Nosson. He said, you go there, and that's it. Anyway, so, Navadik. The Alta from Navadik and his lady is, they're giving him too much COVID. So what happened? Mevon yetz parshtel na rabba gaina tzadik, the reich von alle der Navadik yeshivas, harab yesev yezel horowitz, you know. And he's going to speak in a minute. So he didn't like that whole drasha. So he gets up and he says, Anshuldi, excuse me, before he speaks, Anshuldi, do you have the key to the bathroom? He said, this is a true story. Do you have the key to the bathroom, please? Can I have the key to the bathroom? Oh, thank you so much. And then he told the guy next to him, Achmanov, I'm for the mensch. I'm only, you know, I'm not a mouth, you know. I'm still part of, you know. I still do that. This is the Vatican. Enjoy life. Join the club for the Vatican. I got a phone call from Belgium. There's Antwerp and a very chush of a buck. He learns in the mirror. He's got a whole group. They want to learn the Vatican. They want to get the Shita straight. And I says, we're going to make a network. Anybody interested, be in touch. We want to make branches all over. You have a couple of chevra know by you? We'll get together once a month and we'll, what can we do to bring back Navardi? Alright? We'll enjoy life for a change. We'll talk about food. So many food problems. I tell you that America is one shtick food. Either you're fressing or you're dieting. But either way, food. It's food. Food is the whole everything. So we can deal with it. Although I did for many years, I was told, you know, first time I asked Rabbi Yoshin, how can I work on Tavis Achila? So he said, Chofetz Chaim said, if you're going to eat like a guy, you'll learn like a yid. If you eat like a yid, you'll learn like a guy. That's what he told me. He said, go eat. He didn't, but sometimes people need to do it. There's a way, their whole shita, you have musu. You don't just make a Kabbalah. I'm not going to do kach v'kach. While you do that, you have to do it in conjunction with learning Musa. So then you're there. You want to be like that. You see, people have trouble with all kinds of things. Because they still believe the Goyim gave them such a... Okay. The sugya. Now this is not for us. I'm underlying that. But it's good to hear. When you get married, you're supposed to also kaddish isha achi irena. There's a story with a famous Hasidic Rebbe. You gotta see it, because if you're not, she's not my tchein bienov, shem tos gan al baila, you know, after racha kamoicha, you're not gonna like your wife, because she doesn't look good. Ain't isha li yaifi, it's a gemara, no, shame. Navari, that was not their chazal. Don't ask me. They just weren't interested. In the whole sugit, they were not interested in me. The stipler. Adam Godel Adma, he was younger then, much younger. Asked him about the sugit, and he said, I don't see the problem with that whole, you need that stuff, you know. But you have to understand, they were heights of people. That's, I underline, not for us. Don't you dare do that. But, if you really understood what makes people tick and what makes them happy and not happy, you'd realize it's not so pashut. Ad kan. The food, all this stuff, the olam hazeh, the way the house looks, and the way it all, there's a lot of dimyanos, a lot of covet. It's nothing more than covet. You want to be the guy that everything is the way it's supposed to be, you know. You got, the house looks, of course you gotta be normal and everything, but anyway, so they deal a lot with that. And the simcha, okay, this just happened to me. I bought myself a new hat. You ready? No, this is not the new one, this is the old one. I'm ashamed of the old one. Listen to this. It just happened. I bought a new hat. I decided, somebody said, you know, Mandel, it's not quite, your hat is not for you. It doesn't pass such a hat. You know, it's not. Okay. No good. I have to get a bad hat. I have to fix it. Okay. So I want to tell you what happened. I bought myself a new hat. It looks great. It fits. It's great. It's kanak. It's just beautiful. I just want to tell you, I was a calm guy when I wore this shmata on my head. You know, I was chilled. You know, that it rains a little. So, you know, I gotta,
As soon as I bought the new hat, I had the most nervous Shabbos I ever had. And the guy told me the reason why you messed up your hat is because you're not supposed to hold it like this. You're supposed to hold it like this. I'm getting all stressed out. Oh, yeah, hold it. Don't hold that. You're going to mess it up. And I'm all... So, I'm just telling you, that's the Vardy. Now, I'm not telling... There are Hasidim. There are Hasidim who papak the whole system. And they're super happy. They papak the Mahazah Bechlal. These Hasidim live in dumps. They love it. Bless this mess. You ever see? I'm not telling you to do that. If you're a different background, stay the way you are. Be happy the way it is. You don't have to be one of them. You'll get a little mahaba for being neat. It's fine. But that's the way they are. And I spoke to one of them. From the good ones, a real tzaddik. He told me, somehow, he's a presentable person. He's b'chalmadi, he has a respectable job. He's a b'chalmadi the geyi. He says, the hat goes on, and it's there forever. Why do you have to... It's there forever. I hope on Shabbos he does something different. But that's what he owes. There's people that do that. You know, and they do okay. So much dimyon in this world. Navardig is a dress. All the dimyonis. You know, the Rav Nekritz, somebody, Rabbi Yeruchim, saw him at a summer place, you know. Rav Nekritz looked like a prince. He was gorgeous. He had a certain malchistic, the way he looked. And his smile. They say the Chazanish said about him, he admired his smile. He was always smiling. You know where that smile came from? That smile was not working on Save a Part of the Office and plastic, putting on plastic all day. It was like, which we should all do. If you could. If you can't, so fuck the world. You can't. You'll do the smiling. You'll be mighty me with your smile. I'm not from the smilers. But if you could smile, it's a zach. It's a beginning. But if you can't, don't go me sugar. So this guy, Nekritz was very malchistic. He looked beautiful, and the smile came from 3 hours musa a day. He's a big talmid chacham. 3 hours musa a day. And you know what he used to say? It could be more than that. I have to get to myself. That's what they say about him. They figure out this bothers me, covet, that bothers me, no betachim. And you sit and learn Musa about all those things, and you're happy forever. You learn Musa richtig. You're a different person. You're not all stressed out. You know, I did this wrong, that wrong. You learn with Torah, Yisurim. I speak about Yisurim. Yisurim is the best thing. People, you gotta keep learning these Musas for them about Yisurim, then it doesn't bother so much. Anyway. There is a Maisa where the Alta for Navadi didn't have. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You thank Hashem for Yisurim. Psychologically. Okay, listen to this. There is a guy in LA, a Shegetz, that gets people to take off their shoes and socks and walk in hot coals. Don't ask me how it works. But he has the mind. You can psych yourself up into doing things that normally people can't do. The way your mind is such a factor in your whole life. If I could brainwash somebody that he is the most chashuv guy in the world because he has Yisurim, let's say. There's so many chazal that say like that. And half his Yisurim are going to disappear. If I can brainwash him, that b'zayinus is a matonim in a shemayim. But I have to brainwash him because the whole world has a different pitch. If you brainwash him, you'll turn him into a happy. Everybody needs a different chazal. You get the chazal that's for you. And you stick to it. You get the Musa Sfarim that prove you to be, okay, here it goes. I'm learning in yeshiva. And I'm very lonely. I have had a problem ever since I was born. And there's nothing they could do about it. and I'm on a hardcore litvak. And I love learning by me everything. And I tried 2 million times. They davened their heads off for me. My parents, nowhere. I walk in Beis Medrash. I'm not worth a dime. So they took a look at me. They said, look, do chesed. Now, I know people like this. Many of them suffer. Or you're a chassidish guy who's supposed to be more of a simchadik. And you, the whole culture, that chassidus, simcha is everything. He's one of those. That's all they talk about. And he's not. He doesn't have it in him. There's plenty of people that don't fit into the whole shita. What are you supposed to do? The guy that's lacking simcha, he should go to Mandel's Vadim. That'll take care of him. Because I got to make a chazik of that. I had once two chassidish in the light walking in the street here in Lakewood. And one of them told me, you saved my life with what you said about simcha. I made a chazik out of simcha. So you're not a simcha. Who cares? You're not, you know how tebrachim people are because benishkinik besimcha. You gotta be besimcha. You're not besimcha. You're stressed out. I'm just not. Do you ever see pictures of Rabbi Yashiv? He was besimcha. Don't worry about him. You can't compare of a thought. He didn't, you want to see some pictures? Of waiting one after another. They didn't stay with such smiley types. I'm not that type. Some people suffer. I'm not a smiley type. I don't come out in the good in the wedding pictures. I tie up. You're so worried about how you came out. The guy that's going to look at the pictures is not going to look at you. He's going to look at how he came out. He couldn't care less about you. I know some people. Reb Gershon's pictures come out, every single picture. Somebody told me, that doesn't look like a happy person. Reb Gershon Lieberman used to laugh 24/7. He was so jolly and happy, he wasn't shy. He used to laugh in his sleep. That was his Matthias. Every time I said hello, he just laughed. That's his old Matthias was laughing. Yet, in all the pictures, it looks, I'm Cheshed. That's l'chatchila. He wants to fapax the world. Oh, I'm supposed to smile for the pictures so the whole world will say I'm a happy looking guy. Go hang yourself. I'm not happy. I'm from the sand sacks. Yes. I'm from the Nabos. That there's something wrong. You know how many people tell me they have a peckle, but they won't say it. No, everything's okay with us. Yes, yes. No. And they want it because it doesn't pass to say they have a peckle. Because if they have a peckle, that means they're nebuch. They're afraid to be a nebuch. I know a guy is a nevadiga type of guy, and he loves showing his nebuch side, although he's not a nebuch. That's what the Alta used to do. They say, Gershon did these things also. Said, oh yeah, you used to ask me things. Oh yeah, I didn't know. I'm not saying you say a simple shaylos and Allah says, oh really? Yeah. Oh. You know, somebody put on his hat a little bit funny in the Vardigan. So someone pointed out your hat's like this. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And then he fixed the hat, but he lechatchila put it on like that. Thank you. I'm so happy you're teaching me how to be a mensch. It's very good. But, now I want to tell you, listen closely. This is very, very important. The first time I came to the Vardy, I was speaking to Rabbi Yeshua Schwartz. And he was sitting like this. Isaac Schwartz's brother, our neighbor, I'm sorry. Sitting like this. And you don't make anything of it. You don't even notice it. You know, you're talking to a guy. Maybe the ladies would notice it. His wife. You don't do that in front of your wife. Ladies see what you don't see. You know. Okay. The dress. If it's a lady, she's supposed to be like that, or else the husbands, a lot of husbands would never look like basket cases. Baruch Hashem, there's a wife that knows how to make a mensch out of them. Or else, you know, without my wife, I'd be even worse. I'm joking. Anyway. The kids are, we were talking about pratim, you know, to do a prat against, you know, that you shouldn't be afraid of people. So he told me as he was wearing this, he says, yes, you don't always notice what the guy is doing, but he has benefit from it. And I was thinking, I think I know what you're talking about. And now, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This can happen to anybody, by the way. You know, the Rabbi Yashin, when they showed him, they had pictures all over Lakewood. They went to Beis Fagin, now everybody saw a hookup, and the Rabbi Yashin was speaking, whatever it was. But they, who puts it out? Again, Leib Lassen. In the middle of the whole thing, Rabbi Yashin puts, he had to get something, was caught between the two, and he goes, it was mommy, and he didn't care. He didn't need, I gotta fix it. You know what? I heard Reb Hillel Vitkin once came to England, and was in the middle of speaking in public. By the way, don't you dare do any of this stuff, Reb Yisai. Watch out. Without parental guidance, or ask your Rosh Yeshivah, should I do that or not? You know, they'll carry you out, a Meshuggah, you know. There's no mitzvah to be a Meshuggah, but if you know what you're doing, and you have a Rebbe, with my Rederach, you could do subtle things, and even not so subtle. You can do a lot of things that will break the barrier. You're so scared of the whole world. What did he do? Psychologically, what that does to you, when you do a pula like that, what that does to you, it makes you, I'm not afraid of all these people. And the Vardigas do it when they're in Tzimtzum, when they're in a matzah where they feel uncomfortable. You see, right now, I did something that Meir Chazir was famous for. I paused. It's very hard to pause. I'm on pressure to talk my head off. So I keep talking. If I stop talking, they're going to think he doesn't know what to say, or like the whole Olam is looking at him funny. So, Meir Chazir used to do that all the time. He used to stop while he was speaking. He would think. And he took his time. You know, when you do that, you might lose half your crowd. You know, because they're looking at you. And you... That would be a prat, you know, to do that. But Meir Chazir was Slabotki, wasn't about it. He did this all the time. That was his deras. He didn't care. You don't chat, you're running after cover every move you make. If I stop talking for a minute, I'm going to lose my Olam, right? What are you scared of? So lose your Olam. You want that? You need the whole world to be carrying the Shtachim and Lahaman, your Haman over there. Anyway. Whatever Hill Vitkin. I heard it happen in England. There's two stories of him and Vitkin. He saw a picture that wasn't so tzni or something. He walked over to the picture. He ripped it off by a gvir, I believe, you know. They say he said a story. The Vardigas aren't impressed. But this other story, this I heard, he had false teeth. So in the middle of this, he was giving a speech in public, and suddenly his false teeth needed to be adjusted. Or he suddenly got... Let's get this straight before I chill the Rabbi Yisai. Reb Shalom Shadron was speaking by Comic Con Friday night, that's all. And in the middle of speaking, there was tea. He suddenly stopped the speech. He took his thing, because he covered his head when he made it up. Maratah Shevel Kedem El Olam Shakalim Bedoy. That's the body. They are full of that stuff. Like a bracha, in the middle, stop. Because you're under such pressure to keep moving. So, that pressure is covered. What are people going to say about me? I'm going to lose my crowd. You're under pressure. All pressures come from covered problems. You know that? All the pressures. You're running to the chasana, you might come late. What are you so worried about? You've made your impression. You know, this guy might say, you know, what are you so scared about? Of course you have to try to do the right thing. But all these fears. Going, Rabbi Miller, Sometimes you have to skip a kiddush. It's not good for you. You should be learning. You need to go to this guy's kiddush. Sit and learn. But it's a dinyan. If I don't come, and we have to be friends. There's a lot of dinyanis. Rabbi Miller was very good at that. He didn't care. The Vardig is you're not using your own head. The Vardig is Rabbi Yashiv. He complimented them for this. He loved the Vardigas, by the way. He said that, they asked him, why do you like the Vardigas so much? He said, because, first of all, back in Europe, when they read a Bachar Shidduch, if the Bachar didn't like the girl, so the Shatchim would tell him, don't go back. The Shatchim would brainwash him not to go back. Hold on, just see it one more time, I'll work it out. And slowly but surely the Shatchim would do the job, and before the guy knew what hit him, he's married. And that you could pull with anybody, except with a Navadiga. A Navadiga had his own brain. Navadiga said no, he knew what he was doing. He wasn't like, you didn't have to, you end up using your brain when your needs aren't dominating your life. You don't have your own brain. Your brain is a reflection of your sviva. You're born into a kanayistic family, the old data kanayis, whatever it is. You're a parent. Maybe it's an inyan to do that. There's a minute there, let him, I don't know. But whatever sheet you're born into, chas v'sholem, you have to go to the sheet of kanayis, or sitting and learning as dia kadatsi, you can just bring it to be, to see this, whatever it is. There's so much of you, there's no brain ticking nowhere. It's just what they taught you, and you go, very often you should do that. Don't run away from every and be different. There's no mitzvah, but sometimes you have to be. And so many people suffer because they're locked into the rules. Anyway, the altar for the Vardig's Yahrzeit, last year was his 50th year. What was it? 100th year. This year is 101. Chusya Galeno. He was a year that he served only Hashem. The Stipler has a song about him. You know what he once did? And I'll show you what Batakan is. He was once in the forest looking for hay. He needed to sleep on something. So they're going in the forest at nighttime. Where are you going to get hay? He says, I'm getting hay. A few minutes later, there's horse-drawn wagon comes, and there's a man there with a whole bunch of hay, and his talmidim are jumping. And the altar says, okay, I'd like to have some of that. How much is it? 10 rubles. No, thank you. Talmidim look, what'd you do? We had our batachim work. And now you say no. And the guy left. He says, I had the talking for 5 rubles. A few minutes, the guy turns around. All right, how about 5 rubles? Now it's a deal. Rapil Vitkin did the same thing. You have a mussy what the talking to do. There's somebody right here in Lakewood. He needed a right to deal. He was collecting for the Vardy Talmud of Gershon. This is my brother in Manhattan. In the middle of man, he wants a bus to deal. My brother thought he's crazy. A few minutes later, a bus to deal arrived. He saw it with his own eyes. I mean, if you have a tachim, it's gedai to daven for it. Tachim is merdi. There's another nice hamster, Mitzian Brook, where they were learning this, where Galinsky had such a mice, he told it over himself. He used to sit themselves and in some abandoned base medrash in Yehupitz, no one knew them, and they sat and learned all day, and they worked on Matachim, someone's going to bring me some food. And so they decided, we're going to get Tiny Girls for tennis, V'yayin Yashin. Now Gemara and Ksubis over there. We want, that's what we want. So, and they're sitting and learning all day, nothing happens. And finally afternoon, suddenly a lady walks in. I think first the lady came in, she said, oh, Bacham, you have some food? Yes, we could use some food. Okay, I have some beans. No, thank you. What? No, thank you. So 2 hours later, in walks an almana. She wants to make a suda for her husband's yahrzeit. And she says, ooh, I need an oilam to come to my house. And we'll make for the yahrzeit. I have tanegeles mafutemes v'yayin yoshen. So they jumped. So the Rosh Chabad, they say it was Rav Menachem Brook himself. He said, no, thank you. I'm not going. So she left. And they said, what did you do? You got exactly what I had been talking. The food's coming to me. A few minutes later, she was looking all over. She couldn't find the minion. She brings it into them. That's betachin. Yeah, nice. Okay, now, by say.
The
Cypress song, it's brought down.
It's in one of the songs.
It's brought down a lot of sforim. They bring it down. He dab in the Stipler. The Stipler tells the story of the Alter von der Weyrig, his Rebbe. The way he describes him, Kodesh Veneira, the Stipler, you know, he was. And the way he describes the Alter von der Weyrig, Kodesh Veneira, he calls him like a Ishalikim, Kamal Hashem Tzokis, I forgot the exact Lashonis, but the Alter was a Chodem Neiraim, who he was. Kept me massing his greatness. And he was sitting and learning, working on Midas, as the Stipler, in his song. He was working on sitting and working on Midas. You hear that? You're not used to, what are you sitting and working on Midas? Learning Moses far. That's what it was. He used to learn a lot of Moses of the Alter von der Weyrig. Hours and hours. And what? And then suddenly his light, his candle went out. So, he had the talking. I'll be alright. Candle went out, he opened up the door, and there was standing a man from who he never saw in his life. I don't know if he had a white beard or not. Let's give him a white beard. Why not? A long one. Let's make it like, you know. But that part is the only part, you know, you can double check, but everything else is true. And he comes in and he says, do you need a candle? Here's a candle. Mama, right away, give him a candle. So he used that candle and he left part of it to remember the Zechel Ness. And years later, he had a fire in his house and the candle got burned. The family was all upset. And he says, you don't need these riots. How great the Abish is. You know, he once told his daughter, Sari Yafin, he liked her a lot. His wife was a regular lady, but his daughter, Sari Yafin, she was a smart lady. And he was meyayit with her. He was meyayit with his daughter. And she was a tough lady. She once, now, I wasn't told the name, I suspect who it was. One of the biggest Torah builders in the world, who had spent some time in the Vatican. That I heard. I suspect who it was. And he came to her, and she heard about him, that he's throwing in the towel because he couldn't get any money and he had enough. The tzibur is making him a sugar. He wanted to build yeshivas. So she sent her anikel. The anikel told me the story. Daniel. Necrets. She sent her anikel to him. She said, tell him to come here. So he went to her. He went to this Adam Gadol. He said, Rebbe Tzin Yafin would like you to come to her. So he didn't want to get involved with her, you know. Well, I'm busy here and that. See, Daniel goes back to him. He says, he's busy. Then tell him, I said, you're coming here. Tough lady, huh?
So he came. And she told him, you go back to work. I have a maseres in the Vardik. They held that you got to be ready to chew nails when you're dealing with the tiva. So what? Davis is going to help you. And that put this man on his feet. And he was one of the biggest Torah builders in the world. He had spent several months in the Vardik. And that's how the story goes. She was a tough lady. She sent people to build yeshivas. When people, and they gave up, they came to her. When his name was Shulman, I met him in Bar Park. He built 11 Nevada yeshivas. And he comes, once he had built a few yeshivas and he had enough. He's a big Ben Torah. He came back to sit and learn. In yeshiva in Nevada, he had a murdering ruach of learning. He's a very stock into learning. And besides Muslim. And he comes in and he comes in to certain. So she gets wind of it. I don't know if she found out that he came back. She says, bring him here. She's a tough lady. And he came in and she said, you're going out, you're building more yeshivas. The whole sheet of Navardig is Zikur Yarabim. That's the sheet. You go, no one's better than you. Not learning. No, sir. You're going. You know who did that? Now, watch out. Anybody under a certain age, don't listen to this. But, Rabban Kotler. That's all. Rabban Kotler did this to Kalman Goldberg, one of the Altus Kazakhs. He was already an older person. There's a Rav, a Gordel B'Tayr of Yerushalayim. Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe, they loved him. He was from the biggest Rabbanim in America. He was a big Hanoi. He became a Talmud of Rav Aaron. He said, Rav Aaron is the closest thing to the Alta from the Vardik. The Hanoius, I think, was it, because he put his foot, he didn't become an American rabbi. So once they asked him, what are you accomplishing over here in America? You have such a small island, a small steeple over there in New York. He could have had a big, much bigger one, a fancy one, but he dropped it for firm reasons. It was a tzaddik. He says, what did I two of? And what I two of? I two of that I never became an Americana rabbi. I'm still back in Novartik. And they were made about him. He had the same fire. The old Novartik said he did not change an iota. There were stories of him, but he did in Europe, where he had to do it. They were going to shoot him, and he wasn't scared. You're going to shoot him. He says, you're not shooting me. The Abish is behind. You know, the Russians, between the wars, there was a lot of... So you're not going to... The Abish is behind everything. And the guy says, what? Yeah, I can shoot you in a second. No, you can't. And it went back and forth a few times. And suddenly, he says, come here. I'm taking you out to the forest with a whole group of Bachram. Going to shoot you all. And they're taking him out to Bachram on the way to the forest. Because they were congregating, learning Torah. They weren't allowed to do it. And on the way to the forest, they took the tefillin, they took the Gemara, like, you know, we're going to learn. And they didn't go like, this is over. They went like, we locked. The story goes, all the Bachram were cool. That's how the story goes. They're all cool, not just him. He was the leader. So, what?
Was there egg in a path, or was it because he was so chilled, so they were like...
They held around these chavra. Oh, I don't know, but yeah, but assume they had no body. So they're going out, and on the way out, the guy has a gun, ready to kill them all, when suddenly they pass by a porch over there, you know, a peasant, what's it called? And standing outside is the chief commander of the whole, and he says, a famous anti-Semite. Jewish blood, but forget it. The whites and the reds were killing each other. The whites were worse, and these were the whites. They're worse anti-Semites. And so he looks outside from his porch, and he sees this official, the guy who was going to shoot me. He says, hey, what do you do with those guys? He says they were congregating, you're not supposed to do that. We take them out to the forest to shoot them. Leave them alone, come and bring them to me. And he brought him inside and he says, what's going on with you? You're religious? You know that my father was a galach or whatever. I respect religious people. Imagine. Took him in. And he said, you can't stay in the streets now because the matzah, the shakal shacharev, the chadorim ema, the streets are terrible. You cannot be in the streets. I will protect you. You had a story like that? I will protect you. And he kept them in his basement throughout that whole tkufa. They slaughtered the whole town. They were the only guys who survived because he took care of them. And while they were there, so Kalman Goldberg goes over to him and tells him, what are you doing here? He tells this guy who saved his life, the chief commander, what are you doing here? You're killing innocent blood all over the place. You're not ashamed of yourself? The Vardiga Chutzpah. This guy's saving your life. He's giving you protection with the Holy Yeshiva. And you're giving him Musa. And the guy apologized. He says, well, I didn't really this. It's really them. I really can't help it at this point. Did you hear such a story? This was from Kalman Goldberg. He's that tzaddik. There's a lot of stories with him. He was from the Altus Kazakhin. They say that he was, when one of the Altus hideouts, he was the only one who knew where it was. So he was a special. So Rabaran and him, there's a picture of him, Rabaran Cutler sitting here. So after the war, he said, Rabaran Cutler's my man. He loved Rabaran. And there's a picture of Avraham Yaffe's here, Rabaran's here, and he's here. And they're sitting at one of these functions, whatever it is, all the Gdolei Torah together. And he was schmoozing with Avraham Yaffe, and Rabaran's here, and he's going like this. And he's talking, you can tell, you should see the picture, I have it. You can tell, Rabaran, he was in awe of Rabaran. You know what he didn't do for Rabaran? He once climbed over a fence. Rabaran went on a boat, and he forgot to take his food along. And it was a long trip, you need food. So he said, I'll get you food. And he went running, and he got sandwiches, and he came running back to, and they didn't let him through. It was too late. He climbed over a fence. I know, to the yid, this is out. Then he climbed over, he ran to Rabaran, he gave him the food. He was very, Rabaran sold his chametz to Kalman Goldberg. He loved him. There's a picture of Rabaran dancing. Two bachurim. One is Shmuel Kamenetsky, and the other one is Kalman Goldberg's son, Nachum. They're very close. It wasn't like they got along great. What? They were dancing in a chassid. Oh. So you got it. This picture's not shaykh. He was an awe of Rabaran. He was a Rebbe. And by the way, Rabaran had to tell him, stop learning. Klal Yisrael needs you. Get involved with the public. He was an Avadagi yet. And Rabaran told him to stop learning. I heard he wasn't the only one. Rabaran was not what you think. He held learn, that's for sure. But he also held from Zika Arabim. He was very in fact, he gave brachas. Whoever went out from Lakewood, the kids are going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so what happened with, so that picture is very brilliant. The way Kalman Goldberg wants to speak to Avraham Yaffe, Rabaran's in the middle. He ignores Rabaran completely. You got to see the body language. As if Rabaran's not there. And Rabaran is like, you know, he's looking like this. But this is Navardig. Navardig is not afraid of people. You can see the body like, they're just not afraid. And he's a Rebbe, a soul, male or what? You saw what he's ready to do for his Rebbe, but what's his theory? You ought to be normal. You have to, people think a Rebbe is a god. It has to be. They're both, they're all Chiddushim. Great stuff. Rabbi Zayd, pleasure. I love to talk my head off. And it's a pleasure to see you. And the Altus should be a Melech Yesha for all of us. Should be Zechel to go to Shleima because of Mamish. And we should go by Nevadig as a Yerzeit means a Tviya. When are you going to be like him? Okay, how much books are you going to learn from now on? Let's go. Kabbalas. From now on, an extra 5 minutes. Lila Nishvas, the Altus. Be Makaba wherever you can. What? You want to learn? Yeah, but I'll tell you something. Listening to a drasha is great, but learning Musa yourself, that's the way to go. Learning Musa yourself with a niggin. And you go over the same pasuk again and again. Don't be afraid. I'll teach them, I'll take them, say it many times about
and think of all the things you're afraid of, and then say it. That's Moshe. Or I covered Evelav Olim. I covered.